Israel's dominant political party, the Likud, holds a primary election tomorrow. Opinion polls place Prime Minister Ariel Sharon well ahead of his rival, current Foreign Minister and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Whoever comes out on top tomorrow is favored to win Israel's general election in January. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Sharon is favored to win the primary by how big a margin?
The polls released this morning show Sharon winning by anywhere between 20 and 24 points, which is the largest gap between the two men that we've seen since the election was announced. And Israeli analysts say that it seems to be pretty much a foregone conclusion that Sharon is going to win tomorrow. People in Netanyahu's camp are accusing Sharon of leaking these polls in order to discredit Netanyahu and, make it less likely that he'll win. On the other hand, people in Sharon's camp say that they're afraid that the large lead could convince some Likud party voters to stay home and not bother voting. So I just heard Sharon's son, Omri Sharon, on the radio saying to Likud voters, please come out and vote, even though, the polls show us with such a strong lead, because they're afraid that if too many people stay home of Sharon's supporters, then the gap will be much narrower than is predicted.
These two men have dominated Israeli politics in recent years, but they don't get along very well.
No, that's right, they don't. Their rivalry really goes back to 1996, when Netanyahu was elected prime minister, and Sharon campaigned very hard for Netanyahu, and he put together a deal to bring in several other parties to Netanyahu's coalition. And then when it came time to give out cabinet posts, Netanyahu conveniently forgot about Sharon and wasn't going to have him in the cabinet. And then several of the new Likud cabinet ministers threatened to resign unless Sharon was given a portfolio, and Netanyahu created this Ministry of National Infrastructure, but it was kind of a last-minute thing, and Sharon was very insulted. Now, of course, they're rivals for the leadership of the Likud party, and Netanyahu is trying to tell the Israeli voter that Sharon has no economic policy and that Sharon is too soft on the Palestinians. Sharon is trying to say that Netanyahu is too hardline, and the public seems to be following Sharon's policies.
Then you've got the Labor Party, which ruled Israel for its first three decades and is now destined to remain in opposition. How come?
Well, that's a good question. Israeli analysts say that there are several reasons. First of all, there has traditionally been a lack of leadership in the Labor Party, as opposed to the Likud, which has had a very strong leader. Likud has also been able to put together a coalition of right-wing parties and ultra-Orthodox parties over the past few decades. Sharon himself is very popular among the Israeli public, and up until last month, Labor was a junior partner in the National Unity Government, and so was seen as being, one peace activist today described Labor to me as Likud 2, sort of a pale imitation of Likud.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.